Jaya Radhamadhava Kunyabihari. Joy Radhamadhava Kunyabihari. Gopijana Palava Kiri Vadadhati Gopijana Palava Kiri Vadadhati Yasuranandana Braja Jananjana Yasuranandana Braja Jananjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tera Parachari Jaya Radham Padhuva Kunyabihari Jaya Radham Madhuva Kunyabihari Gopijana Balaba Iribarudhavati Gopijana Balaba Iribarudhavati Yasuranandana Praja Jana Ranjana Yasuranandana Praja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jayarad Umadhuva Kunyabihari Jaya Radhamadhuva Kunyabihari Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paramahacharya also Tada Such as She Shrimad is Divine Grace Abhaya Chatanara Bhaktivedanta Go Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anandagoti Vaishnavarinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Bhadarabha Nityananda Shidvaita Gadadha Shivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna. Gopi Gopinath Shyam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavaram Kijai Maturidam Kijai Jagannatha Swami Kajaya Yamanamaya Kajaya Srimati Lasi Devi Kajaya Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi Kajaya Gaur Premananda Hari 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 Bo. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Buddhale. Srimati Bhakta Vedanta Swamini Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pachani Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Dejatari. So today we are reading from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 22nd chapter, text 2 to 3. We're only going to do text 2 responsively, and then we'll read text 3. Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Aplucambasi Kalindiya Dalante Jodite Arune Kritva Pratikritim Devim Anarchur Ripa Saikatim Aplujambasi Kalinja Dalante Chodite Rundune Kritra Prati Kritim Devim Anarchur Nripa Saikatim Aplujambasi Kalinja Jalante Chodite Rune Kritvar Prati Kritim Devim Anarchur Nripa Saikatim Aplujambasi Kalinja Jalante Chodite Rune Kritvabrati kritim devim An archun ripa saigatim. Okay. Okay, so I'll just read the next text and the word-by-word synonyms. Gandhar madhyay sura bipir abali vir dupa dipakahai uchavachais chapoharai pravala polo chandulahai. So please repeat. Aplucha, bathing. Ambasi, in the water. Kalinjaha, of the Yamuna. Jalante, on the shore of the river. Cha, and. Udite, as was arising. Arhune, the dawn. Kritva, making. Pratikritim, a deity. Devim, the goddess. Anarchuhu, they worshipped. Nripa, O King Pariksit. Zaikatem, made of earth. Gandahai, with sandalwood pulp. And other fragrant articles. Malahai, with garlands. Surabi bihi, fragrant. Bali bihi, with gifts. Dupa dipakahi, with incense and lamps. Ucha avacharai, opulent and also simple. Cha, and. Upaharahe, with presentations. Pravala, newly grown leaves. Pola, fruit. Tandulahai, and betel nuts. Translation. My dear king, after they had bathed in the water of the Yamuna, just as the sun was rising, the gopis made an earthen deity of Goddess Durga on the riverbank. Then they worshipped her with such aromatic substances as sandalwood pulp, along with other items, both opulent and simple, including lamps, fruits, betel nuts, newly grown leaves, and fragrant garlands and incense. You can repeat. My dear king, after they had bathed in the water of the Yamuna, just as the sun was rising, the gopis made an earthen deity of the goddess Durga on the riverbank. Then they worshipped her with such aromatic substances as sandalwood pulp, along with other items, both opulent and simple, including lamps, fruits, betel nuts, newly grown leaves, and fragrant garlands and incense. So, purport by the followers of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, the word Bali Bihi in this verse indicates offerings of clothing, ornaments, food, and so on. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur states, Bali Bihi means that they are worshipping using cloth, ornaments, and food offerings. And Jiva Goswami states, having shown the young girl's great attraction for Krishna, Shukadeva now describes their method of worship. To inform those who wish to know, immersing themselves in the cold winter water shows the severity of their vow. The shore, Dalante, is famous even today as Gata Vasini Devi. They worshipped at the dawn. They made a deity of sand and installed it so that it was non-different from Kachiyani. They made a temporary deity of sand with the hope that soon their goal would be accomplished. O king, these young girls who have not attained youth worship with such attachment. They have been enchanted by Krishna. The word fragrant should be attached to all suitable items in this list. The plural is used to show the great profusion of ingredients they brought. Balibihi indicates cloth, ornaments, and food. Uchavahai means various. The items are mentioned, leaves, rice, and fruit. The order of the items is not normal since they forgot because their minds were stolen by Krishna. Or Shukadeva became bewildered in telling their story. So Sanatan Goswami's purport is pretty much the same. So let me recite the verse again. Hold on a second. Aplutyam vasikalinja jalante chodaterune Kritva pratikritim devim anarchur nirpasaikatim gandhara malyai surabipir balibir dupadipa kahai uchavashais chapoharai pravala pala tandulahai. So, Omagana timadandasha gananjana shilakaya chakshur unmiritam yena tasmai shigurve namaha. So I was very inspired by yesterday's class and talking about vows. And I was thinking this is a very severe vow the gopis are undergoing. I mean, they're going in cold water right at dawn, when it's coldest. and without clothes. Not that they're wearing a scuba outfit, just like I have a scuba outfit when I try to go in the swimming pool when it's actually 60 degrees cold, and it's really even too much with a scuba outfit. So the Yamuna is actually colder than that, and they're going in. And also with Vrindavan, there's no like central heating like we have here or insulation in the walls. I mean, they're really undergoing great austerities and doing this worship and everything like that. And that requires a lot of determination, which is actually the subject of today's class. And so I like to talk about determination, vows, why people don't complete their vows, and how to complete the vows. How about that? I'm learning from my teacher. So anyway, so let's talk about determination in general, not devotee determination, okay? Let's just talk determination. Where does determination come from? Well, got news for you. Like everything else comes from in this world is what? No. Material determination, the modes of nature. And you read about this in the Bhagavad Gita. That's where determination comes from. The modes of nature. And actually, Krishna has this interesting statement about people who are not transcendentalists. What is it? Nahi kaschit shanamapi jata tishtati akarmakrit karyate yavasa karma sarva prakriti jargana, right? That everyone is forced to act helplessly according to the impulses born of the modes of material nature. No one could refrain from action even for a moment. So it's sometimes we see this picture of three ladies, or marionetteresses, if I can invent a word, who are controlling the living entity. You know, the marionette, you know, that has a, like the strings, like a... Puppeteer is something different. Puppeteer is like from below. It's a type of puppets, but usually say puppeteer is like, you know, you put your hand inside the puppet and say, yes, all right, like that. But marionette is like, anyway, I don't need to get into it. The strings from above, yeah. And usually the strings are so fine that you don't see. I remember watching a television show. Oh, my God, I won't mention. I can mention. It's the Howdy Doody show where they had puppets when I was young. You probably saw that, too. And I thought they were actually real until my mother made an arrangement for me to go to the show and watch the show. And then I saw it wasn't real. There were people above it controlling everything. So determination in this material world comes from the modes that you're associated with. And we hear this interesting verse, Karanam Guna Sangasha Sadasad Janma Jonishu, that the cause of our being in this material world, the cause of our being entangled is what? Guna Sangha. Just like we have in our Krishna conscious movement, what? Satsanga, hopefully. And Lord Chaitanya, what did he say? Asat sangha tyag e vaishnavachar. That if you actually want to be Krishna conscious, then what? You have to give up bad association. And he actually described two types of bad association. One is people who are just materialist. And another type of bad association is people who are in the guise of devotional service, who are, let's say, attached and pretenders, so to speak. Let's talk about material determination. So one who's in the mode of goodness is very determined in yoga practice. This is a description in the Bhagavad Gita. I wrote down some of these verses. Actually, it's from Krishna. I'm not plagiarizing. In 1834, Krishna says, about that determination by which one holds fast, the fruit of results. Oh, so that's passion, I'll say. 1833, O son of Pritha, that determination which is unbreakable, which is sustained with steadfastness by yoga practice, and which thus controls the activities of the mind, life, and senses, is determination in the mode of goodness. So you see someone very determined. Now, I'm going to relate this to Varnashram in a second, because each and every one of us, as was pointed out at the end of class with my question about Sagittarius and Lagna, it's not that we're advocates of the caste system, you know, what type of family you were born in indicates who you are. It's actually what modes of nature you exhibit. Because each and every one of us has a body. We have to be practical. I mean, Arjuna was a pure devotee, but Krishna was very practical about things, wasn't he? He didn't say, you know, Arjuna, yeah, you can become a Brahmin, you want to run away. No, he said that if you refuse to fight, you're going to be forced to fight anyway. And the example I usually give in this particular context is that when Arjuna was executing austerities to propitiate Lord Shiva, there was a boar, that means a big pig, not someone who gives a bad class. There was a boar who was attacking, he was a demon. He went to attack Arjuna. And Arjuna naturally, you know, pulled out his bow and arrow and fired at the boar. At the same time, there was a hunter, Karata, who fired at the boar. And Arjuna said, you know, I killed him. And the hunter said, I killed him. And there ensued a fight between the hunter and Arjuna. Of course, the hunter was actually Lord Shiva. So there was a fight between the both of them. And, you know, that's not Brahminical. Brahminical, yeah, you may kill someone who's going to attack you. That's, you know, Brahmin is also practical. But, you know, who cares who killed the boar? Isn't it? It doesn't matter. You killed him, I killed him. It doesn't matter. At least he's dead, Prabhu. Right? But Arjuna, it wasn't like that. It was just like, for one who is honored, dishonor is worse than death. You say that to a Brahmin, why is it worse than death to be dishonored? It's pretty cool to be dishonored. That way you can chant Hare Krishna, Yashaham Anugrinami Hare Sheta Nanam Shanai, right? Krishna's taken everything away. Oh, Govinda, I go to Govardhan finally. Oh my God, no more internet. You know, but a kshatriya is like, dishonored. Like that. So, anyway, so Arjuna fought with him, and ultimately, we understand, it was Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva was very pleased. But that's the point, that every one of us has a particular type of body. It's important to understand this when dealing with determination. Because we're talking about determination in the modes, but, you know, we're not completely Krishna conscious right now. I mean, I'm not. Maybe you are. But, you know, what type of body do we have? What type of subtle, you know, what are some skaras? You know, yesterday we talked about sankalpa, which is a determination, but also there's some skaras. Some skaras means basically the impressions that we have on our subtle body, and then we have a particular type of gross body. So this also means that we have to understand we have a propensity to engage in a certain way and propensity to either be determined in one way, determined in another way, or not determined. Like in the mode of passion, let me read this verse. Determination which holds fast in fruitive results in religion, economic development, and sense gratification is of the nature of passion. So, you know, so where does our determination come from? Or where does a materialist determination? Of course, one's a pure devotee, completely different thing. And then in the mode of ignorance, you know, if you happen to have a body that's in the mode of ignorance, and people do, we're not discriminated against you. You could still become a pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But you've got to be honest about it. You've got to be honest about what? Your needs. Like Prabhupada talks about in the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam with the Gajendra Mokshana story, that Gajendra was fighting in the water against a crocodile, and the water is not the natural environment for an elephant. It's the natural environment for a crocodile. And Prabhupada said the people have to be situated properly. In other words, don't put yourself in an ashram that you're not comfortable in. Understand how much austerities you can execute. I mean, I just got a letter from someone the other day, not even about ashrams. It was about, he said, I don't know if I can take Krishna consciousness. You got to take a cold shower every morning. I mean, I'm going to leave the Hare Krishna movement. It's a cold shower. And I said, where did Prabhupada say that's one of the regulated principles in the Krishna consciousness movement? Or that you can't use toilet paper. You know, anyway, he didn't say. We have all these things we've added. Prabhupada said we have enough donuts in our movement. Do-nots, of course. You don't need to add any more do nots. You know, the 10 regulated principles. No mushrooms. You know, anyway. So this is the different types of determination. We have to recognize what type of body we have. Now, if, regardless of what type of body we have, if we're executing devotional service, we can rise above the modes of nature. You know, what is it? Nam chiyo vyabhacharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatichaitan brahmabhuyaya kalpate. One who is fully engaged in devotional service, he can rise above the modes of nature. But that also requires yesham dvantakatam papam yananam punyakarmanam. Becoming free from basically anarthas, not only sins, you know, papam, but also the tendency to commit sins, free from anarthas, to be able to like that. Otherwise, you can succumb to the modes of nature, and you can succumb to violating your vows or your promises if you're not attentive. And of course, there's always that principle that Prabhupada mentioned of Pudamushika Bhava, that when you do deviate, I mean, different devotees, when they deviate in different ways. You know, some people just deviate if they're naturally in the mode of goodness. They'll just naturally deviate to becoming vegetarians or, you know, intellectuals at the university or something like that. And the modes and the passion. And then also, one has to be careful. Now we're talking about devotees. One has to be careful about contemplating sense objects. One has to be careful because when you contemplate sense objects, then you start contemplating the modes of nature again. Jayato vishal pum sam sangostesha pajayate, right? Sangostesha pajayate, sangayate, kama karota vijayate. Anyway, you become attached to the sense objects by contemplating sense objects. So one has to be extremely careful to be able to stick to one's vows, because your natural tendency will again awaken. One has to be extremely careful. So in other words, why do devotees break their vows? I mean, that's the question I wanted to raise in class. And there's many different explanations for that. One explanation is being described in the Nectar of Instruction. Achahara prayasas cha prajalpam niyamagraha janasangas chalayam cha sadbir bhaktir vanashati. One is collecting too much or eating too much. I mean, these are serious things. Why did Rupa Goswami mention them if they weren't causes of deviation or causes for us to associate with the modes of nature again? Achahara, collecting too much. And I've seen, I was just talking about one devotee who was really doing very well in devotional service, and then he developed a business and started making a lot of money, and then he succumbed to, you know, violent activities and non-devotional activities, political activities, motive passion activities in the movement. So, you know, achahara prayasas, over-endeavoring, which means neglecting one's spiritual practice. And then achahara prayasas prajalpa, talking about unnecessary things like looking at CNN for several hours a day. Praying that the president will actually resign. Anyway, that's also prajalpa. Prabhupada at one point said, many points, he said, our devotees don't look at newspapers. And as I mentioned before, I don't look at newspapers, I just look at the internet. That's called following the letter of the law without the spirit of the law. So prajalpa and nimagraha, doing your devotional service ritualistically without having a sankalpa. You know, yesterday it was interesting. Mother Amala mentioned sankalpa. Sankalpa is very, very, very important. In other words, remembering your sankalpa, not only having a sankalpa, but remembering what your sankalpa is. Why am I doing what I'm doing? And or neglecting the rules and regulations, or associate acharpatralpa nimagra, janasangas, or associating, there's that thing, again, that same point. Associating, like Lord Chaitanya said, satsanga chag evaishnavachar, having mundane association. Japa nimagraha, janasanga shalolyam chag, or even hankering for material things. Even wanting something material. This can cause one's engagement again in the modes of nature. And even the most dangerous thing that can happen as far as one's engagement in the modes of nature is committing offenses against Vaishnavas. Because when one commits offenses against Vaishnavas, guess what happens? One loses their determination. One loses their taste for devotional service. And by losing one's taste and determination and devotional service, guess what? Then the previous situation in the modes of nature again becomes prominent in your consciousness. So we have to be very, very careful about things to maintain our determination. Of course, here the gopis, they're transcendentally situated. There's no question of the modes of nature. And they're very fixed. Vyavasayatmikabhut here, ekeha kurinandana. That's the description of the gopis, actually. And generally, that verse is not used to describe gopis. But I'm using it in this particular case. This is from Bhagavad Gita, second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Vyavasayatmik abud here, ekeha kurunandana. They're one-pointed. They're one-pointed in their determination. Ekeha kurunandana. But those who are not actually one-pointed, they're just like in many branch. Their intelligence is all over the place. So in order to proceed properly in devotional service and to fulfill our vows, first of all, just go back a little bit. First of all, we have to pick vows that are practical according to our own psychophysical nature. But in even order to fulfill those particular vows, one has to avoid, whatever is a detrimental, such as bad association, committing offenses, and the verse I just mentioned, achahara prayasas chapa chapa nimagra, and then also do the positive things. And first positive thing, of course, you do have other verses in the nectar of instruction, like dadati pratigranati guyam akyati prichati, which is association with devotees. Prabhupada was asked one time how to avoid the anarthas. I was listening to this class about 2 days ago. Devotee said, how to overcome these anarthas that we have that are keeping us from being determined? Because the determination is nishta. So, what's interfering with nishta? Being fixed. That's determination. Of course, it's a little bit different, but you're fixed because you are determined. And Prabhupada answered immediately, ado shradas tata sadhu sango ta. One needs to associate with the devotees. And then, when one associates with the devotees, you're familiar with this particular verse, vajana kriya, one begins to execute the activities of bhajan. And then anartha nivritti shat. One becomes free from anarthas in this particular way. So that's the positive thing. And at the same time, one has to have some sankalpa, some determination. Very important. Why are you here? Of course, we understand in the beginning our determination or sankalpa is chatur vidha bhajanti mam, right? We're looking for... Of course, I didn't come to the movement looking for wealth. I lost my wealth by joining the Hare Krishna movement. That was a big mistake. Joining, getting disinherited, only inheriting a gun when my father died. I could have been living very high on the proverbial hog right now. So anyway, you know, people join the movement. Yes, there's a Sankalpa is, you know, freedom from distress, wealth, looking for knowledge, or just like, hey, what's it all about? Inquisitive. But then we have to change that. And how do you change that? How do you change that Sankalpa? I mean, I see many devotees who don't change their Sankalpa. I mean, they just maintain those four things. You know, hey, I'm just living day by day to eat prasadam. You know, in between. I'm just filling up the time in between. That was it. When I joined the movement, it was like that. You know, just like, you go on Sankirtan. Okay, Sankirtan is my payment for the prasadam. Three times a day, you know, it was arranged. Three times a day we have nice prasadam. So I'm just thinking, all right, this is how I pay it. And this is why I'm going on Sankirtan, so I can eat prasadam. I also liked the classes, but because we were forced to only sleep 5 hours a night, I really couldn't understand what was being said in the classes. I wasn't particularly coherent most of the time. Isn't that true? So how do you change your determination? How do you change your Sankalpa? Which is really interesting point. I mean, obviously, I'm not on the platform of the gopis that I want to have Krishna as my husband. So one changes one's Sankalpa by association with a pure devotee. Because how does the Sankalpa get changed, or how does the determination get changed? One gets the bhakti lata bij. And bhakti, as mentioned by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur and others, is not given by Krishna. Bhakti is given by the devotees. Krishna se tumar Krishna dite par. That we pray, Krishna is yours. You have the power to give him to me. I'm simply running behind you, shouting, Krishna, 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 Krishna Bolo. So that's actually the secret. If you have good association, then whatever your intention was before, your Sankalpa was before, it actually becomes transformed. Like Dhruva Maharaj, his Sankalpa was, he was very determined, but it was mode of passion, wasn't it? I want a kingdom greater than that of Lord Brahma. I mean, that can't be more passionate than that one. And then it was transformed by the association with Narada Muni. You may say, well, Narada Muni wasn't there the whole time. He just popped in the beginning. But the instructions of Narada Muni, the mission of Narada Muni. Just like we've been talking, Rana Raman is here, so we've been talking about Bhakti Chumaraj. So one has to understand his mission, his instructions. And the disciples, if they meditate on that, then they're associating with him. So Dhruva Maharaj, he was continually associating with Narada Muni. He only saw him for a moment, basically, a very short period of time. Or like Prabhupada, he was continually associated with Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in spite of only having seen him, Prabhupada said, a handful of times. And then you find many devotees in the movement who saw Prabhupada many times. Not only many times, I mean hundreds or thousands of times. And they're not doing so well. And some of the devotees who saw Prabhupada only once or twice are doing fantastically. That's because they continue to associate with Prabhupada through his mood, through his instructions, through his mission. And by doing that, then your Sankalpa actually changes. And, you know, I mean, not that I want to blow my own horn or something. But, you know, I experienced that in the movement. When I first joined, my Sankalpa was basically, let me get the hell out of this material world. And, you know, now I'm pretty much, I don't want to break. But anyway, I'm thinking, just let me serve Prabhupada and please Prabhupada. You know, so that's bhakti. That's what bhakti. So then the Sankalpa, the determination, just like the gopi's determination was love. It wasn't at all self-centered. You may say, it was self-centered because they wanted to obtain Krishna. As their husband. No, they wanted to please Krishna. But don't project your ordinary material consciousness, like you would see a girl wants to marry a boy because, you know, he's handsome, he has a good mustache on him or something. It's like I was reading last night, Nanda Maharaj has a mustache. One time they had a deity of Krishna with a mustache and Prabhupada didn't like it very much. Anyway, so, I mean, that we just project a material conception. The gopis are doing what they're doing. Their sankalpa is to please Krishna by being his wife. Not just to have the prestige of being God's wife, but to please Krishna. So ultimately, that sankalpa, you know, that's dridhavritta, that's determination that keeps one fixed in Krishna consciousness, to please Krishna and to please Krishna's representative. And that's especially to please, you know, Yasha Prasada, Bhagavat Prasada, Yasha Prasada, Nagatikatopi. That's really, that's the strongest one, like love, devotion. Otherwise, it's other things, you know, I want to get liberated from this material world, let me get out of this material world. That is not strong because you can become deviated, just like we hear in the Bhagavatam, Ruya Kachena Parampadam. They go up to the, what, Brahmajyoti, and then they come down, and they, Prabhupada said, they engage in materialistic welfare activities, they open up hospitals or whatever. So that's not firm determination because the modes of nature can always creep in. But with bhakti, bhakti mam abhijanati, you know, same thing, mam chiyobi abhicharena bhakti yogena sevate, Sagunan Samati Jaitan Brahma Bhuyaya Kalpate. With that bhakti, you can actually overcome all the influences of the modes of nature and be Vyavasayatmakabhut here. And of course, the companion verse to that Vyavasayatmakabhut here is the one after, you know, not the next verse, I think it's 43 in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Bhogashvari Prasaktanam Tayaya Pratichetasam. Vyavasayatmakabhut here, what samado navatiyate, that one is attached to opulent life or bhukti, mukti, siddhi, kam, sakalaya shanta, he'll always be unpeaceful, as the verse says, right? Ashanta. But Krishna bhakta nishkam, atayeva shanta. So that's the whole point. So ultimately we should try to obtain that particular sankalpa, like the gopis, that I simply want to please Krishna. Whether I go to heaven, you know, Narayana Paraksave Nakutashina Vibhuti Swarga Pavarga Narakechu Apitulyarta Darshana, heaven, hell. I just want to give pleasure to Krishna. And that's really what brings us to Krishna's lotus feet like the gopis. So, on that happy note, we have to greet the deities. No time for questions, unless someone has a quick question. Yes. Yes, they should make a lot of money for Krishna. That's it. So whatever our body is, it should be used in a way that's best. I mean, just like if you have a car, you should use the car according to the way the car, you know, don't race your Volkswagen Bug in the Charlotte 500. Whatever. Okay, I'm not happy.
Engage in Krishna service according to your psychophysical nature, because Krishna has given you a particular
type of body to use in his service. You know, don't use a hammer to cut your vegetables. Okay, and I have a note.
Hey, no. Sundaranda Gandharvato Pitamaniya
Thank you.
Thank you. He cried and rubbed his eyes again and again with his two lotus hands.
His eyes grew fearful and his breathing quick. And as so did Adam's belly with ropes, he shivered in fright and his pearl necklace shook. To this supreme Lord Sri Damodarpa, who is bound by his devotee's love, I offer my humble obeisances. Most of the pastimes of Lord Krishna's babyhood drowned the inhabitants of Gokula in pools of ecstasy. To the devotees who were attracted only to his majestic aspect of Narayana and Vaikuntha, the Lord herein reveals, I am conquered and overwhelmed with pure loving devotion. To the Supreme Lord Damodar, my obeisances hundreds and hundreds of times. O Lord, although you were able to give all kinds of benedictions, I do not pray to you for liberation, nor eternal life in Vaikuntha, nor any other boon. My only prayer is that your child and pastimes may constantly appear in my mind. O Lord, I do not even want to know your future of Anamata. I simply wish that your child and pastimes may ever be active in my heart. O Lord, the cheeks of your blackish lotus face, which is encircled by lots of curly hair, have become reddened like bimbo fruit due to Mother Yashoda's kisses. What more can I describe than this? Millions of opulences of no use to me, but may this vision constantly remain in my mind. O unlimited Vishnu, O Master, O Lord, would you please define me? I'm drowning in an ocean of sorrow and I'm almost like a dead man. Please shower the rain of mercy upon me. Uplift me and protect me with your nectarian vision. O Lord Damodar, in your form as a baby, Mother Yashoda bound you to a grinding stone with a rope for tying cows. You then freed the sons of Kubera, Manipriva, and Nalakubera, who were cursed to stand as trees, and you gave them the chance to become your devotees. Please bless me in the same way. I have no desire for liberation into your effulgence. O Lord, the entire universe was created by Lord Brahma, who was born from your abdomen, which was bound with a rope by Mother Yashoda. This rope, I offer my humble obeisances. I offer my obeisances to your most beloved Srimati Radharani and your unlimited pastime, Lord Damodar Ki Jai.